My mom always said,
Journey Inside My Mind
was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Journey Inside My Mind 34, Loving Them Earworms.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Inside my mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson. Yay!
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the Journey Inside My Mind. I'm your host, your tour guide, Dan Johnson, and here for the next 20, 25 minutes or so, here in the Journey Inside My Mind. If you bear with me for just a little bit, I'm trying to get the settings for Pod Producer situated. If you heard the last episode, if you actually were able to hear the last episode, you'll know that I'm experimenting and tweaking some of the controls so that I can produce the podcast more on a live basis. One of the things that I noticed is that I say the word or the like that. I say that a lot. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to be a little more deliberate and not to say that a lot. Watch my speech. But what I wanted to do is to say thanks for listening. Whether you are a regular listener or if this is your first time listening, I'm so glad that you're listening to this, whether because there are so many podcasts that are available out there to be listened to. There's a website for this podcast. It's jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. Over there, you'll find the feed URL that you can use to subscribe. That feed URL is feeds.feedburner.com/JIMM podcast. And I've also provided some other ways that you can listen to the, that you can listen to the podcast. There's a Poo Poo Player link, which automatically loads the episodes in there, and you can play them. It'll stream it online. I don't know exactly how it is over dial-up. I know that over the high-speed internet connection, it's pretty good. Or dial-up, it might be a little choppy as you wait for the episode to fully load. If you have any audio feedback that you'd like to submit, you can always send me an email, attach an MP3 file. The email address is danimal0416@gmail.com. And also there's a listener hotline that you can call. Available 24 hours. It is long distance, though, unless you live in the Seattle area. But that telephone number is 206-666-JIMM or 206-666-5466. I'm doing this show kind of in the middle of the week because I had heard some songs over the past couple of days that just have really struck me as I can't get them out of my mind. I mean, I said that about the song by the Natives of the New Dawn people, you know, that song. I said that about the Subway song, I Want to Hear What You've Got to Say. Well, tonight we're going to hear from Taxi Doll, Kevin Reeves, and then this song from a band called Fluid. And let's see, I think I'll share some listener feedback with you. And Let's go ahead and kick it off here with this song by Taxi Doll called Waiting. Oh yeah, that song was so awesome. I almost want to play it again because it's just so good. Something about that reminded me of Pink. And I think from what I've heard and what I've seen over at their website is that Taxi Doll, they were, I don't know if it was that song or if it was another song, but their video, they were featured in a recent Harrison Ford movie, Firewall, which I thought that was pretty cool. If you feel like jumping back to, I forget exactly how long that song is, but if you feel like jumping back and listening to it again, my feelings won't be hurt. I know that you'll eventually catch up with me and you'll listen to the rest of the show here. Hey, I wanted to let you know about this, forgot what I was going to say there. Oh, I wanted to let you know about the KidCast, the 6620 West KidCast. If you've been checking it out, I definitely encourage you to check it out. I really appreciate what Mike and the Terry family have to offer over there. They've Mike and his wife Rachel, they have four kids ranging everywhere from 12 to 4 years old. So that's quite a wide variety of ages. And what he does is Mike is the host, and he kind of just brings everybody into every member of his family in and just does a little interview with them. They have a little bit, Subway. They have a little bit that they do, and it's pretty cool. Well, Mike has been so awesome to, I've been sending him email to correspond and supply some feedback to his show, and he sent me a couple of station IDs and promos and stuff like that that wanted to share this one with you. Hi, this is Mike from the 6620 West KidCast. Hang on, let me turn the stereo mix back on.
Hi, this is Mike from the 6620 West KidCast, and you're listening to our friends Dan, Jenny, and Keisha Johnson from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. You can find them at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com.
Here I am. So that was pretty cool, I really appreciate, you know, that they were doing that, and I think that it would be great if I had Jenny and Keisha on the show actually with me so that they could hear that as well, but it's actually kind of late, and we had to get Keisha into bed, and Jenny's watching some TV out there, so I thought, well, I'll just come in and I'll do the show, but I do have some comments and stuff from them later on in the show. I think what I'll go ahead and do is I'll lead into this next song. You probably have heard it played elsewhere on other podcasts. It's by Kevin Reeves, and it's called Shine.
Cause I really wanna shine. Hi, this is Peter from the Ultimate Mix Podcast, and I'm inviting you to join me as I journey through the PodSafe Music Network. Each week I will be spinning the best music, new or old, from the PMN, and I will be inviting you, the listener, to interact with your suggestions of great music that I can share with other subscribers. So for an ultimate mix of music, whether it's funk or punk, jazz or rock, be sure to join me as I cover all aspects of the music revolution that is PodSafe Music. So if you fancy having your ears fine-tuned to the best music around, then head on over to ultimatemix.blogspot.com or find me in the iTunes Music Store. The Ultimate Mix Podcast, great new music, almost live from London.
I think we need to have more of these kinds of music type podcasts, especially since this PodSafe Music is really becoming an alternative to actual radio. And one of the things that I look forward to is to being able to promote that you can go and buy the actual songs over at places like the PodSafe Music Network, for example. I know we have iTunes already, but you know, over at the PodSafe Music Network, there are artists that are over there that are not necessarily listed over at iTunes. And then when you think about, you know, the kinds of things that they're doing over there at PodShow, with being able to give the podcasters themselves a little bit of the money, the artists themselves getting some of the money from the sale, and just really building a good listener base for music, because frankly, the stuff that you hear on radio, it's not, I mean, they promote it like it's something that's really good, but I mean, I really, really can't say that I really care for it that much. And in fact, if you head over to my blog, for this podcast, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com, you will find a section called Podcasts in My Ears. And that section, I put that together this morning by subscribing to all the podcast feeds and blog lines. So those of you who are listening to this that have podcasts yourselves, you might find an extra blog line subscription when you look at the statistics for your feeds. And that's probably me, because what I wanted to do is to be able to promote the podcast that I listen to on that website. There's a whole section of them, and I counted, the last time that I counted was 43. Now, granted, I mean, not all of these update on a daily basis or even on a weekly basis, but there are a lot of them there, and what that really basically means is that I rarely listen to any FM radio or even AM radio now. Just mostly listening to podcasts. So I thought I would like to share that with you. Let's see. Before we get into the last song tonight, I wanted to share a little bit of listener feedback with you. Let's see if I can get that on here. And it's actually not necessarily listener feedback from other people. It's really list stuff that I call either I called in, or stuff that other people in my family have called in. Really would appreciate your feedback. Again, you can call the I'll get into the listener feedback, and I'll let you provide the number that you can call in.
Listener feedback.
This message will be saved.
Hi, honey, this is your wife. You know, your wife. You know the woman. You know her. Anyhow, I was gonna ask you if you can print something out for me, if you're able to. But you're not at your desk at the moment. Maybe you're downstairs starting your car. Anyhow, either way, it doesn't matter. Call me back when you get a chance. Bye-bye.
You know, like I said, it was slim pickings for listener feedback, at least on the audio format. I noticed that I do have the Gmail pulled open here. I was looking at the stuff that I have here. In the last episode, I played the Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean, and I got an email from Tim Kreshman, the guy who produces that, and he had asked if I could, if anybody sends any feedback, to let them know about that. I didn't get one of them lined up for this episode. Maybe I'll get one lined up for an episode I can put out over the weekend. But I thought that was pretty cool. Again, that they with the police on the scene with the crime prevention lean is they have these 2 minute tips where basically this I'm gonna mess it up. I don't remember the guy's name. He's a cop and he basically shares these tips like or just funny stories. Like he shared a couple of stories about stupid criminals. You know, this woman who had lost her purse and had put they found it at the store, at the grocery store, but they also found that she was shoplifting some stuff and had put it into her bag. So they called her up with her ID number and stuff. They called her up and said, "We found your purse." She was so excited. She came back to the store, and of course they identified was trying to steal this stuff, so they arrested her right there on the spot. And the other one was where these guys had robbed this other person's purse that didn't have any stuff in the grocery store, but they had it had money, and they decided they'd go on these back roads, and it turned out that they wanted to stop at this industrial park and come to find out that they actually had pulled into where the precinct for the police station was, and right as the call was coming out that the purse was stolen, the criminals were right there just outside the police station. So look forward to some of that being shared. Let's see what else I have here as far as listener feedback is concerned. I'm going to go through and see this. I called the listener hotline. Let me share this with you.
Hello, there is a dream. Yeah, we're going to put this into the category of my dreams are weirder than yours. Last night I had this dream that I was with my 8-year-old daughter and a friend of ours from church, Mike. He helps out with the children's ministry. We'd arranged to meet at this restaurant, and it was very important because because Rob from podcast411.com was coming into town. We're going to spend some time hanging out with him. You know, just get to know him a little bit more, for him to share some of his wisdom on podcasting and some of the experience that he's gleaned from talking with other podcasters and also from podcasting himself. So we were waiting, and it was this, for some reason it was in this one section, I think it was in Cincinnati, but it was a very hilly section, and kind of as you're getting close to downtown, and in the building was very tall. It had like maybe 8 floors or something like that. It was like this restaurant was inside of this apartment type of building, and it wasn't really an elegant restaurant. It was one of those family type restaurants. Not that a family type restaurant can't be elegant, but it was just, it seemed very down to earth. The people that were there, and we were waiting, and then for whatever reason my daughter had to find a restroom. We went there and had to go out down outside of the building and go someplace else, and then we were anxious to get back in time because we didn't want to miss when Rob was coming in. See, Rob was driving in from the Missouri area, Kansas or Missouri area near, and so he was just kind of passing through before he headed on to some other place. And we went up there and we didn't get to meet him. But it was just a very funny and odd dream, and I'm sure that I've heard it said that the people in your dreams are symbols of something about yourself. I don't really know what this dream means, but I just wanted to share it with you. Maybe you guys have some insight. Take care. Bye.
Journey inside my mind, where my dreams are weirder than yours.
Well, okay, I think that's that's definitely a very interesting dream. I had another thing that we wanted to share. It was about 4 minutes long. I may decide to save that for another time. But I want to let you know about where you can find the listener, how you can submit listener feedback. Again, you can send it to the email address, danimal0416@gmail.com. You can leave a comment directly on the site. Or this.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
Hi, this is Ed, host of That's Nick's Drag. This guy Dan Johnson has a terrific podcast. Don't you agree? So what are you waiting for? Don't miss a single episode. Go to www.jimpodcast.blogspot.com and click the XML button on his website and subscribe to Journey Inside My Mind today.
All right, the last song for this podcast is going to be from a band called Fluid. Heard this out there on, first heard it on Accident Hash, and then I overheard it on the Mommy Cast, their music show, and it's not found on the Podsafe Music Network. It's found on Magnitude, which you'll hear because there's going to be a little tag at the end of this song letting you know where you can find it. So get ready for Fluid with their song Mercurial Girl. And feel free to get up and dance, except for if you're listening to this in the car.
She's on mission control. As she orbit around in her own little world. And she's spin, and she's spin, and she's spin all around me. She's my low, she's my high, my stereo side.
Curry, y'all.
That was track number one from the album Five Star Fall by Fluid from Magnatune.com.
There you go. So, hopefully pretty soon I'll get the hang of the recording controls and stuff. What I'm having to do, just to refresh your memory, is when I speak into the microphone, I got to switch the recording control through Windows to microphone. And then when I want to play a audio track, I got to switch to stereo mix. So I have the recording control open in addition to Pod Producer open, which it's not as smooth as I really would like it to be, but I think it works for now. So let's see. I think I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Trying to see if there's anything else. I'll probably be putting up another show maybe over the weekend, but I wanted to get another show out here just to share those three songs with you. The Taxi Doll, the Kevin Reeves song, and this song by Fluid. I'm going to try to get Keisha or Jenny in on the next show. So let's see. Again, you can send email to danimal0416@gmail.com. You can call the listener hotline, 206-666-JIMM. You can also put in your push pin over at the Frapper map. I have a link to that over at what is that website again? Hang on, let me see if I can find. I got a little audio clip that says what the website is. Okay, listen closely.
JIMMpodcast.blogspot.com.
Well, there you go. Yes, there's a link to the Frapper map over there. And, of course, you'll find the link to subscribe. You probably heard the little Ed's Mixed Bag thing there. That's something that's been kind of interesting. I know some of these other podcasts, they have like 100 subscribers. That just sounds like so bizarre and so phenomenal to me. I feel lucky if I'm able to get above and stay above 20 subscribers right now. Granted, I haven't done a whole lot to promote the podcast. I don't go out and shill for votes over at Podcast Alley, which you can feel free to do that if you want to. Or, it's been a while since I've updated put a promo out there, but if somebody would like to do a promo for me about the show, then feel free to. Or if you want to link back to it or mention it in your podcast, then by all means, go ahead and do so. But I guess for now, until next time, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day. Thanks again for listening, and make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.
And that's all I have to say about that.